The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Upset the reigning here at Marvel. Bucky tipped it. He said St Kilda play well at this ground, and they have played well today. Tigers haven't give up. Loney, fresh airy, round the corner, little snapping ball. Battle's been good, I reckon, in his return. Takes the defensive mark and goes out to Billings. Billings knows that the Saints will win it. He chips it over the top to our man Doogie Howser.
He's had a good last quarter, Jack Billings. Seven disposals, Kurzweil.
Just going to try and possess the footy now. They go backwards to Caulfield. They set this up at training. They know if they just keep possession, the time will chew off the clock. The siren is now imminent. This is a very, very good victory for St Kilda. Dougal Howard's got it. All the new recruits have been good, and there it is! St Kilda defeat Richmond at Marvel Stadium, leaving the Tigers in a wobbly position. Saints fans listening, enjoy the song. Saints by 26. Goals 393, Koza. Sorry, I'm excited. To 10-7-67. I didn't expect this afternoon, I've got to be honest. Heath Buck was the only brave one that said, no, the Saints will get it done. They have got it done by 26 points over the Tigers.
Had a few multiple goal kickers in there as well. Membry was really good. Loney had a couple. Kent with that really pivotal one roving off the ruck contest and was allowed to march through. Dan Butler, as I said, he'll be very happy with his performance against his old lineup, and he might be in the running for the Stimatic standout as well. So the St John O'Guide emergency update, your emergency specialist, now open 24-7. I think there was a couple of nigglers, Bucky, but nothing too major out there.
Yeah, just Zach Jones was the interesting one. We did not see him at all in the last quarter, so that may be a bit of a concern. Maybe a hamstring or something. I don't want to speculate, but the fact that he didn't come back on, there didn't seem to be any incident that I can remember, Chuck, from Zach Jones in that third quarter, but he definitely went off and we did not see him at all in that last quarter.
Was he the one when his leg went underneath him in that passage of play?
Yes, he did. He had
remembering
a little...
that out here in centre-half forward, the knee went under him, I reckon, at that time, and we were all worried.
Yep. Well, he didn't appear again. I'm just trying to pick whether he's actually out on the ground at the moment.
He's got the tracksuit top on. Now, I've missed... sorry, Bucky, a bit rude. I didn't listen to the whole injury report. Did you talk Jake Gresham? Did you talk?
He got whacked in the eye.
His eye. There's a bit of visual of him. It's closed over. It's like he's been stung by a bee.
Yeah, that was an incident with Trent Cotchin. I don't think there was anything untoward. But he copped, I think, maybe a fingernail or a nail or something in the eye. So
hope he's got a loving partner at home, because I think he might be out of the game for some time. If that's not the case, it's
Saints have got the Blues next week. So just looking at Zach Jones. We'll have to wait and see, but not to play any further part after three-quarter time, it would be a big concern. But what a fantastic victory for the Saints, Chuck.
Really, really good win. And I know we had a bit of fun with the decoy. He come better in the second half, Koza, no doubt.
I reckon Dan Butler might be making his way over for an interview after a couple of goals. Former Tiger, premiership player with the Tiger, and now obviously, just having a look at Gresham's eye. It's absolutely closed over like a boxer. That's horrendous. And they're showing it now on the big screen, and he's got a wry smile. So we might be able to try and grab a word with Dan Butler if we can downstairs, talking to Sarah Jones.
On a personal note, doing it against the old side, how sweet is that?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Obviously got such great respect for them. They're an amazing team, got so many mates there. So, yeah, it's awesome to get the win. But, I know they'll bounce back at some stage. So,
And from a whole of team effort, the fact that you're able to test yourself against such great opposition and it proves that your system's worked, does it give you confidence?
Yeah, for sure. We spoke about the Collingwood game. We probably had the first quarter where we didn't play how we liked, but we knew, they're not in great form, and but they're a great side, obviously reigning premier, so it was good to test ourselves, and we knew if we could match them around the contest, we'll go a long way to winning. So Yeah, so proud of the boys and, yeah, good times.
We'll let you go and sing the song. Well done.
Thank you.
So there he is, and he will be Cockahoop. As I said, it's like when you see the ex at the pub and you're looking pretty good and you're pretty happy with your work. I reckon that'll be Dan Butler. He'll be exactly like that because he has had an outstanding game. St Kilda have had an outstanding game, and they've done it really well. 15-3 to 10-7. Players post-match comments for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun? Get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
45 games he played for the Richmond Football Club and kicked the 53 goals, obviously 2017 Premiership player between 2015 and 2019. He was a bargain basement pickup, pick number 67 in 2014 AFL National Draft from North Ballarat, Ballarat boy. So he was a very, very good player there for a couple of years, particularly in that Premiership year. Just was out of favour last year with obviously Shai Bolton, Sydney Stack coming into the team, and he gets his opportunity at St Kilda, and he's been fantastic. So well done to him. What a thrill for him, Chuck, to do that against his old side.
Massive result too against the Tigers. So the Saints will belt it down. Here they are actually downstairs now.
The Saints will go into a huddle. Josh Battle is going to be kind enough to join us, so we might slide a break away and potentially see if we can find Josh Battle on the other side of this. The fifth quarter for Signature Homes, City to Surf and Signature Homes, awarding Geelong's award-winning Geelong Building, specialising in custom design and homes, $400,000 to $1 million, City to Surf Solar as well. So well done to the Saints. They have got themselves in a nice position after a bit of an ordinary start. And Warralili, the UDIA National Award-winning community. You'll love the Warralili way of life. Quick break. Other side of this, we will go down into the Saints rooms. We'll also find our APCO mark of our Hamlin hanger and our APCO goal of the day. All that and more. Live, breathe, K-Rock football.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warralili. Gang money. K-Rock's the vault. You turn the key. For Bendigo Bank, the better big bank. Everything you need right here across Greater Geelong.
What have you got in there, guys?
Just a whole heap of prize money.
Any chance I can have some of that prize money?
Yeah, sure. If you can answer me these questions, 5 in 30 seconds, too. That's the catch. I will give you a clue, though.
Great. What is it?
All of the answers begin with the same letter.
How much can you get out of K-Rock's vault?
We've got $7,000 for you to put towards your next home loan.
And a stash of other cash as well.
The vault.
The vault.
Gang money.
For Bendigo Bank. You turn the key.
Weekdays on K-Rock 955.
Captain Croft! Me and the Team APCO top fans are super pumped! The footy's back!
Sure is, Joe. Be a Team APCO top fan and win. Score instant prizes and gift giveaways. Plus, you could win yourself a brand new Mitsubishi Triton Ute.
Oh, you beauty! How do you answer, Captain Croft?
Spend $10 or more in-store and win at APCO today.
Sing it with me, Croft!
Love your footy! Love
APCO! T's and C's apply. See in store for details.
Ah, my beautiful Beatrice. There's nothing better than a Sunday drive, eh?
Driving around town, stopping for coffee and cake. I just love Sundays.
And here's what I love about Sundays.
Bruce, why are we stopping at Kerr's Hire?
It's Sunday and they're open. Now I can do all the jobs you want me to do on weekends too.
Kerr's Hire, North Geelong, Grovedale and now even bigger and better in Ocean Grove. Kerrshire.com.au.
Warralili, Geelong's multi-award winning community, keeps getting better. It's a place for families to grow in a strong, self-contained community that leads the way in community services. With the Armstrong Creek School, St Catherine of the Siena Primary, 3 childcare centres and the Armstrong Creek East Community Centre all delivered. Plus Oberon High's new state-of-the-art campus opens next year. A great range of home builder scheme ready land is now selling. To find out more, see warralili.com.au.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warralili.
26-point win it was to St Kilda, and with a heavy heart, Briser back at K-Rock Towers has loaded up all of our pre-match interviews onto krockfootball.com.au. Don't forget, that is your home too if you want to know what's going on with the Cats or the league in general. Kingy works very hard to make sure that it goes well. krockfootball.com.au. We'll get into our Kerrs Hire stats with you, Buckaroo, your local hire company since 1982. Into the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. But how do the stats for Kerrs Hire stack up?
Pretty even right across the board. Disposals, Saints have only had one more touch. This is similar to last night, actually. 315 disposals to 314. Inside 50s were pretty close as well. The Tigers won that by just the one, 39 to 38. Clearances just in favour of St Kilda, 32 to 30. And the contested possessions just in favour of Richmond, 119 to 117. So very, very even. And the hit-outs as well, that battle between Marshall and Nankervis went right down to the wire. 31 hit-outs to 26. So Nankervis had 26 of those and Marshall had 25. He got a bit of a chop-out with Carlisle and also Battle. Individually, Koza, let's go to the winners. I thought Billings in the last quarter really lifted his intensity. He had 8 touches in that final turn, 25 for the game, 5 clearances and 2 tackles. Didn't hit the scoreboard though, but it was a pretty consistent game by Jack Billings. Thought Jack Steele was good as well, 5 clearances, 9 tackles and 21 possessions. Hill, who battled an ankle injury after half time, still ended up with 19, 10 handball receives and 2 tackles and a goal. Hanbury, 18. Worked hard, Chuck, just a little bit off the pace, but racked up the 4 clearances to go with those 19 touches. Long got better as the game went on, 17 touches. Ross, 16, with Caulfield, who was really steady down back. Loney, 16, and a couple of goals, which were really handled. Battle played a good game coming into the team. 7 contested possessions and at 6 marks to Battle with his goal in the first term. Hunter Clark, 15. Marshall, 15. Patton had 14 in the end, and Dan Butler up forward against his old side, the 2017 Premiership player from the Richmond Football Club. He ended up with 14 disposals and laid 4 tackles and kicked 3 goals too in a fine performance. Membry was the other goal kicker up forward, 3 goals, 1 from 13 touches and 7 marks. For Richmond, it was probably hard to find 4-quarter performers. They sort of drifted in and out of the game. Prestia ended up with 25. Didn't have a huge impact on the game, although he did lay 6 tackles and 5 clearances. Edwards kicked the first goal of the game within 12 seconds. He had it 24 times and 14 of those contested. Cochin, really, he got him back into the game halfway through that third quarter, ended up with 23. So it was a big performance by the skipper after halftime. 12 of those 23 were contested and also laid the 6 tackles. Hawley, 21, but had his hands full today with Butler, so probably had his colours lowered. Short, 20. Martin, 19. Higgins, I thought, was good up until three-quarter time, but tired. He had the 17 disposals. He copped a really heavy knock as well. He kicked a nice goal. And then Curvis spoke about him with his goal from 17 touches. Lynch, 14 and 2 goals to 14 to Baker and 14 to Asprey. Just the injury updates. Zach Jones, who didn't play the last quarter. We're still trying to get a report on exactly what happened to Zach Jones. Chuck, because I thought probably halfway through the second quarter at least, he was probably one of your better players.
Yeah,
just providing him with a fair bit of spark and a bit of run. So that's going to be, he's going to be sorely missed if that's maybe a hamstring injury for next week against the Blues.
Well done for Kerrs Hire, your local hire company since 1982. They've been on board the K-Rock stats for a while too. For Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Just quickly revisit the Nankervis v. Marshall stats for Michael Barlow.
Yeah, they were Marshall 15, disposals 4 marks, 2 clearances, 25 hitouts and 2 goals. Mm. And Big Nank ended up with 17 disposals, 12 contested possessions, 4 marks, 5 clearance and 26 hitouts and a goal.
And I'll keep it real. It was a seesaw battle all day. I think Nankervis had the bigger impact on the game across the journey. Yes, Marshall kicked the 2 goals. He got lucky with the 50-metre penalty. Both would feature in there. respective sides' best six. But Toby Nankervis just ahead of the ledger on that one.
Well done, Michael Barlow. Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. We can go downstairs. Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar is where we're at. And, of course, all our players' post-match interviews. And we can head downstairs to Josh Battle, who's joined us from the Saints for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Josh, welcome back into the lineup for starters, and not a bad way to come in, roll over the reigning premiers.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, lads.
Josh, Darren Berry upstairs, another youngster that grew up in Dufton, so I can relate. I played with your old man. He probably won't remember, Tosca, and was it Graham your uncle? Was Graham your uncle?
Graham was my uncle, yep.
Two fine players. Anyway, we'll digress. We'll talk about my poor footy career another time. Mate, you've come in today. You started forward. You did a bit of work in the ruck. I'm not sure whether you wandered back in the last quarter. It doesn't matter how much training you do. How's the body feel at the end of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure I got a corky in the third quarter, and that's pretty... I haven't really had any knocks, because I've been carried over the last two games. So I've been doing sessions after the game, but it was good to be back out there and especially have a good win like that.
Well, I've been watching you train after each game, after the Bulldogs win. You're out there running laps and you're in there tonight. Where would you, I know you're going to say anywhere, Darren, to be in the team, but where would you like to, in 3 years' time, where's Josh Battle going to be situated at the Saints? Where's your ideal position?
Ideally, probably forward. I grew up playing forward and then got drafted as a forward. Yep. And then last year, they decided Rats came in as one of the assistants and thought it would be a good idea if I try and have a crack going back. So, hopefully, I don't know, really. I'm happy to play anywhere, but...
And Josh Mick Barlow, Dan Butler playing his old side tonight. Geez, he was impressive. And it seemed to have the opposition, the Richmond halfbacks, sorted out. Did he give the whole team some insight into how Richmond liked to play and move the ball heading into this one? Because I think, technically, St Kilda were very, very sound tonight, as well as Dan playing very, very well.
Yeah, Butler was super. He's been really good all year, but... in our meetings, he said a few things that what Richmond liked to do, and we knew that them coming in, they like surging the footy and their halfbacks get involved. So, Butsy gave us the heads up on that. So he really made sure that their halfbacks didn't have too much influence. I'm not sure how they went, but, he was super.
They didn't have as much influence as Dan Butler. Now, quick personal question about Jade Gresham. Has he got a girlfriend, or is he going to be really, really struggling for the next three to four weeks, he's closed
looks
over?
Looks like he's been down the Prince Mark Hotel, Josh.
I think he does have a girlfriend. I think lucky he does, because his lid's pretty rude at the moment.
And one on the ruckman role, Marshall took the sole responsibility in there today. A bit of commentary around, mixing that time with Paddy Ryder the last little time. But, he's just a competitor and he can go all day. I reckon he could run around for another match and have as much impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Ro's been flying the last few years. So, hopefully he keeps going.
Josh, it's Chuck again. Just the difference in style, and we don't want to be critical of past coaches, great man Richo, but Rats has come in, and it's obviously the recruits have helped, but sitting up here in the commentary box, we keep moving the ball a lot quicker and sort of backing ourselves. Has that been with the inclusions of the recruit or a different game style?
Absolutely. I think with the recruits, Hilly, Jonesy, Bucks, all these guys they're pretty quick. So we had at the start of the year, we sort of went through and they just more so gave us the license to just play on a bit more instinct and try and get the ball moving from the back half a bit more. So I think that's definitely helped, and with their run it brings them into the game a lot.
Well, really good victory. I think the Blues, the next challenge, so you don't get long in this competition now to sort of, you got to get your corky right and get up against the Blues next week, but things are looking good. What do you got for me, Buck? Oh, Zach Jones. He just added Zach Jones. Is that, what do you know what's happened there?
No, I'm not. I saw he had a jacket on, but I'm not too sure what happened to Jonesy.
Okay, well, let's hope he's okay as well for the next challenge up against the Blues. Josh, congratulations. Great to see you back in the side and get down to Prince Mark tonight for a couple of cool ones.
No, you Doveton boys sticking together, are you?
Any plum, any port, eh?
Yeah. He's not any good, you beauty. See you, mate.
Thanks, Josh. Mate. Josh Battle downstairs.
You can take the boy out of Doveton, Kozer, but
as you attest to, that's right. You can't do that. Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Our players' post-match comments, and nice to have Josh on board. Back into the lineup, one of a couple of changes, and certainly made his presence felt. So well done to Josh Battle. Kurz Hire, we've done some stats. We have put together our head-to-head, obviously, in terms of Geelong Insurance Brokers. What about our schematic standout? Did we get across to that Michael Barlow? Just give me a moment. I will. Schematic, your disaster restoration experts. Who was your schematic standout?
Well, we gave it away halfway through the last quarter. He'd been the best player, probably the most consistent player. Dan Butler, three goals, 2-13 possessions, but his speed and his ability just to cause havoc against the halfbacks of Richmond, which we haven't seen them that disrupted for some time. Basha Hooley, as Bucky mentioned with Kurz Hire, he had 21 possessions, but the impact of Butler, I think they would have been happy for Hooley to have 21 if the opposing number could do what Butler did. So Dan Butler, hats off. What a tight side to do it against as well. He'll sleep well tonight. Head hit the pillow nice and comfortably, knowing he's put his old team to the sword.
Stomatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Bucky, we might turn our attention to the mark and goal. And Bryza, will start with our Hamlin hanger. Hamlin has built itself an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes. Hamlin, distinctly local. Bucky, who is our Hamlin hanger?
Like, we had a bit of fun this afternoon into the evening with the decoy. Boy out of back. Well, he's not from Bacchus Marsh. He's Western Australian.
Jonathan Marsh.
His name's Jonathan Marsh. That's right. He's from Augusta Margaret River.
Jonathan Marsh, or the decoy, which we've nicknamed in here on K-Rock Football. He actually ended up being a pretty significant player because he kicked an important goal in the third quarter. But it's not the goal of the day. It's actually the Hamlin hanger mark of the day, when this ball just floated through the atmosphere, Chuck, and just landed in big Jonathan Marsh's hands.
Sends it in the direction. The decoy has taken.
That's a Hamlin hanger if ever I've seen one.
Good call, Mickey.
It was. Bryson needed to give that a bit longer because the kick coming in was going to a big pack who all fell over themselves in a million, pieces. Next minute, there he is, the 43, standing there. He goes, I better mark this.
This is what the ball feels like.
What do I do now? Excuse me, Tim, what do I have to do? Kick a goal.
Yes. So, well done to him. And as I said, tongue-in-cheek calling him the decoy. He's actually been out there and doing it, and he's now done it for 22 games. So
well, he's had 11. He's had 11 disposals. So yeah, he's 11 disposals and 4 marks.
And the reason he called the decoy was because he didn't have a lot to do down forward, but he was taking a Richmond defender, which Michael Barlow pointed out.
I think that was just in a part of the game where we're just trying to do a bit of filling. And someone asked me about Marsh, and I was like, "Well, he's taking the opposition.
He's doing a role.
He's doing the decoy."
We had a bit of fun with him. Yeah. And he had a bit of an impact. Sent a square player. He can do it all at the moment.
Don't dig yourself out of a hole. Hamlin hang up. Well done to the decoy in Jonathan Marsh. I reckon that name might actually stick. Goal of the day for APCO Service Stations. Fresh food ready to go. Grab a toasted sandwich, or you might be doing that going down the highway. A toasted sandwich or a few steamed dimmies after the game. APCO Service Stations. Who's our goal of the day, Buckaroo?
He kicked 3 goals too, and got the steamatic best player on the ground, Dan Butler. It's 15-minute mark of the second quarter, kicked an absolute freak of a goal.
Butler's on. If the ball can carry him, it will. It sits. Butler runs and he snaps a left foot goal. Well done, St Kilda.
No barricade.
Maybe it wasn't freakish.
It was freakish.
For those playing along at home, do you remember the vision of Kevin Sheedy walking down through the West Coast fans with his scarf going around? That was how Chuck called that goal.
Yeah,
he was swinging the tricolour scarf around his head. APCO Service Stations, fresh food ready to go. Grab a toasty, maybe a couple of steamed dimmies just after the game. Actually, Chuck, maybe you shouldn't grab the steamed dimmies. No. Just stick to the toasty and a bit of fruit. You can get that from APCO as well.
I'll do that.
All right, so he he's happy. He's happy to take a little bit of, you know, Mickey being taken out of him as well. Don't forget, too, that we've got the Routley's Party Fave Box, and that's going to be up for grabs right across the weekend. Pick up a Routley's Footy Special, Super Special, 12 heat-at-home party pies for just $12, and I reckon we might be taking some calls across the Cats game as well for that particular one, too. So our Routley's Party Faves Box, 12 party pies, 6 party sausage rolls, 6 party chef's potato top, 3 party quiche Lorraine's, 3 party spinach quiches as well. Thanks to Routley. So I reckon get your calls in, because that is the next match for broadcast, which will be a ripper. You'll be there to do it, Darren.
Yes, I can't wait, to be honest. Your cravat wearers up against the mighty Cats tomorrow, and a couple of changes. Darcy Fort gets his chance in the ruck. My man Frypan asked Jordan Clark, didn't get in, but Tekola Jasny comes back into the team, and good to see Brandon Parfitt back in. Cats must bounce back after the shock loss to the Blues, and your Demons need to London fog.
they certainly do that. For Signature Home, City to Serve Solar, that is about a wrap. Poor old Briser, he's had to push all the buttons while Richmond managed to get in front, and the only time the Tigers were in front was at the 12-second mark of the opening term, when Edwards went in and nailed an opener. I thought, oh, hang on, big can of whoop-ass is going to be opened here. In the end, it was not, because it was the Saints.
Unlucky,
triumphant, 15-3-93, 26 points over Richmond, 10-7-67. Thanks to Briser and also to Matty here at Marvel for pushing all of the buttons. Buckaroo, well done by you. Subbed in, great job. Excellent
Thank you.
Work.
I'll see you tomorrow at the MCG for a big game between the Cats and the D's.
Michael Barlow, good luck to you and your competition
Fremantle,
restarting.
Fremantle tonight.
The Mickey
I think.
Barlow Cup
yeah, Fremantle
tonight.
Win tonight.
Picking Fremantle over the Suns have been resurgent. Fremantle have been stinky.
Yeah, but no. Suns.
Justin
we'll
Longmuir's.
What about the Blues and the Bombers, Mick? Who do you like there?
Gee whiz. Essendon. Oh. Just because you asked.
For you,
just because you asked.
Well done to you, Michael Barlow. Excellent work, Darren Berry. You can go home a satisfied man.
Very happy.
All right, so Saints with a 26-point win. I'm Ian Cohen. Thanks for your company. We look forward to it again tomorrow. And you heard it all on
K-Rock Footy.
Tigers actually inside 50. Edwards from 45 metres. I tell you what, the Tigers have kicked one in 12 seconds.
That's a world record.
12 seconds it took.
The kick was not good enough. Might turn out okay though, because Butler snatched it. Goes around the corner and kicks a goal.
Wow. He kicks a... Just snuck it in, Mick.
Yep.
Just snuck it in. Right-hand goalposts, and Kilda are out of the blocks early.
See how this goes.
Castagna, normally a bit of a dead-eye kick. Umpire does not move. Castagna's got a very important goal for the Tigers.
We had a bit of a fresh airy. Nice steal out the side to Loney. Loney to the hot spot. King juggling. Couldn't hold on. What a goal by Kent.
And he's pushed it across the goal face or not. Has it hung in? It has hung in. So Revolt's got a rare goal for season 2020.
Dangerous to Marsh. Marsh gave it to Kent. All the tattoos out combined. The and look at this. Hill is 20 metres in the clear and kicks the easiest of goals for St Kilda.
Butler's
on. Butler's on. If the ball can carry him, it will. It sits. Butler runs and he snaps a left foot goal. Well done, St Kilda. Handball's into trouble. Richmond have lifted their intensity. It might result in a goal because Cochin's got it.
Well done.
He feeds it nicely. It should reside in the goal. Bolton snapping. A goal here stretches it to 16. Loney, left footer. It's a good kick. He is normally pretty good in front of goal. He's got two. Thank you, Koza.
Sends it in the direction.
Oh, the decoy!
The decoy has taken!
That's a handball hanger if ever I've seen one.
Got the handball out to Lynch, who just caressed it into the path of Sydney Stack. Oh, no. Sydney Stack runs on and delivers a goal. That was Tigers of old. So Butler goes around the Stevie J style. And have a
that
look at
brilliant.
That.
That is brilliant.
That's your APCO Service Station's goal of the day. Firing in for a goal.
Was it touched?
That's a goal.
It's Dean Kent has managed to, from broken play, got it going forward, and the former Demon has delivered a goal.
It's a big goal. Gave it out the side door to Bolton, who snaps an absolute beauty. The APCO goal of the day. Tigers stay alive. He's got two. McCoy, he's just kicking to the hot spot. He wasted about 3 seconds.
Oh,
and Membry takes the
the Hamlin hanger and could ice the game for St Kilda.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.